Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. 5 practical tips for busy mums to strengthen personal leadership. Okay, welcome back. We've had the last 2 episodes talking about personal leadership, what it is and how it can change your life. But today I want to get really practical. As busy mums, I know your time is precious. So I just want to share 5 simple tips to strengthen your personal leadership. My first tip is to start your day with intention. Before the morning chaos begins, take just a couple of minutes for yourself. It could be meditation, it could be journaling, or simply making yourself a cup of tea. Use this time to set your intentions for the day. I'll let you in on a little secret. I used to be a snooze button addict. I actually get up about 30 minutes before my family now, and I have my me time. And for me, it is my hot water with lemon juice. Having that in peace and quiet before everyone is up has been life-changing. And I've been doing that for a couple of years now. My second tip is to practice self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts, your feelings, your reactions throughout the day. What are the triggers for you? What triggers stress? What brings you joy? This awareness is the first step towards making positive changes. In previous episodes, I've talked about when I was snapping at my girls in the evening. And when I realized it was because I was unfulfilled and I could change that, everything else has been different. Our relationship, how I show up, everything has shifted. My third tip is to set boundaries. It's okay to say no. It's okay to prioritize what's truly important. And you can politely decline the rest. Remember, every yes you share is a no to something else. I struggled with this until I realized I was stretching myself too thin. And I now have limits in place. I know how many volunteers' activities I will participate in. And I'm prepared to say no to the others. And it makes a world of difference. My fourth tip is to embrace continuous learning. Personal growth doesn't require hours of study. Listen to podcasts during your commute. Read a few pages of a book before bed. Watch an inspiring TED talk while you're folding the laundry. Find opportunities in your day for personal growth. And my fifth and final tip is to celebrate small wins. Don't wait for big achievements to pat yourself on the back. And don't wait for someone else to acknowledge what you've achieved. You need to celebrate for yourself, and it's acknowledging the small victories. Getting everyone out the door on time in the morning. Having a meaningful conversation with your child. These little moments celebrating these will give you the boost you need to deal with some of the bigger things. Remember, personal leadership, it's a journey. It's not a destination. It's about progress, and it is definitely not about perfection. Some days are going to be easier than others. That's okay. Keep showing up. Keep showing up for yourself. As Miss J said, you do you. As you implement these tips, you'll start to feel more in control, more confident, and more aligned with the life you want. You're not just managing your life, you're leading it. I'd love to hear which of these tips resonate the most. Drop me a DM on socials or send me an email. I want you to remember, though, you've got this, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. And don't forget, understanding your strengths is the first step to personal leadership. If you haven't already, make sure you download your free strengths assessment. It's a really powerful tool. It'll help you identify your unique talents and, more importantly, how to leverage them in your daily life. I'll put the link in the show notes, so go and grab that strengths assessment now. And here's to your personal leadership journey. I can't wait to see how you thrive.